Hi, welcome to episode 11 of Unlock Your Life. And today we're going to talk about the money mistake number two, and that is thinking that money will solve all my problems. Now, I've been talking about not managing money for a whole week, but the weird thing is most people actually don't manage their money and they think it's the solution to your problems. Now, this brings me back to the whole series on principles of unlocking your life. And those principles we did in episodes 1 through 8. So if you want to learn about all the subconscious triggers and how to go about with them, please listen to those episodes again, although we will be talking about it a little bit today. But if you want to go deep into the subconscious patterns, that's the place to go. But isn't it kind of weird? You think money will be the solution to almost everything, and then you don't manage it. And that is typical of our human behavior patterns. So we hope something, but then all of a sudden we find ourselves not doing it. And that is typical for subconscious behavior. But the good news is money is actually not the solution. But there's also bad news. And that is that uncovering the stuff that keeps you from money, that actually is the solution. But for different reasons than you think. Not because it will bring you more money, although it probably will, and it probably will be nice, but it's just not the solution to the problems that you're already having. So why is it not the solution? And that is what we're going into today in this episode. Now, look at what people tend to say or think around money, and you might catch yourself thinking one or two of these thoughts too. For instance, money is the root of all evil. It's more enlightened to be poor than to be rich. Most people probably did something bad or dishonest to get their money. Having a lot of money will make me less spiritual or pure. Getting rich takes hard work and struggle. Having a lot of money is a big responsibility. I don't feel good enough to be rich. Realistically, chances are I will never be rich. Getting rich is a matter of luck or fate. Getting rich isn't for people like me. Striving for wealth won't allow much time for anything else in life. To be rich, you have to use people and take advantage of them. If I get rich, everyone will want something from me. Now, I could go on stating these kinds of things for a couple of minutes, maybe even half an hour. So I'll stop here, but you probably get the picture, right? These are typical thoughts that we think internally, and we often say we don't believe them. But if you really watch your thoughts, you probably have a few of these, or maybe even more than a few. Now, you might have also, this is one part. The second part is, you might have read an article about what happens to people who win a big money prize. And if you don't, this is what happens. If people win the lottery, then they tend to end up in the same old situation, or often even worse, within 2 years of winning that prize. Okay, you might say, but still, I'd never end up broke after winning $1 million. Well, you might, but you might not. Thing is, it's you who has to deal with that money. It's not that money has a life of its own, although it can feel that way. It certainly felt that way to me for years. But it just doesn't have a life of its own. It's you who's dealing it. And if you are not consciously aware of what's happening, then it's not the fact that money has this mind of its own. It's that you have a lot of unconscious things that you're just not aware of. And the problem is that you're not aware of them. Now, look around in your mind and think of the rich people you know or heard of, and see who comes up. And the fact is, there are many, many people who do great stuff with their money. You probably can name a few rich people that are really generous and do a lot of good work in the world, like Oprah Winfrey, or Barack Obama, or, well, those are names that typically come up for me. For you, there might be other names. There also might come up a few names of people who do awful stuff with their money and who really rip people off and have bad habits. The fact is, there are many, many people who do great stuff with their money, and there are many, many people who do bad and awful stuff with it. The thing is, they're both people, and money doesn't have anything to do with it. And now look around. Who do you know who's average? I know many people who are average and who have bad behavior, who are awful people. And I know many people who are great people, really good and caring and generous people, average income. Now, broke people. I know many really broke people who are great people. I also know many broke people who are terrible people. The fact is, money has nothing to do with it. Money will just make what you already are a little bit bigger. So if you are an awful person who is very selfish and who just thinks about themselves and who takes advantage over people, money will make it worse. And if you're a good person, caring and loving and generous, money will make that bigger. Have you ever thought, if I were a better person, I'd be more deserving and have more money? I know that's what I used to think. Well, the thing is, that's just not true. Money is neither the solution, nor the fault, nor the consequence. There is just simply no connection to any of this. We make this connection in our mind to justify the situation that we're in. But it really doesn't have anything to do with anything. It's merely the result of having a good system in place. Now, what does this have to do with problems and money being the solution to your problems? Now, if you have problems, money will not solve them. Money will give you new problems. For instance, I always wanted other people to take care of my house and my garden and things like that. I always thought if I had money, I would be free because then I could hire all these people and then I didn't have to do that work and I would have freedom. And I thought all I need is money. The thing is, now I have the money to buy these people, to pay these people to do this work for me, but now I have to manage these people. So now my mind could easily be unfree in all the problems that this causes. And that can be a big problem sometimes. Now, I don't have to clean the house anymore, but there's new things that came in instead of that. The fact is, if you're problem-focused, you will also be problem-focused once you have money. You just have different problems to focus on. Money doesn't solve anything. And even more importantly, if you have all these negative thoughts, it will enhance these. A little bit more about that. I had a subconscious belief that if I have money, people will leave me or I will have to leave all the people I love. I didn't know that because it was a really subconscious belief. But every penny that came in my life made me feel lonely somewhere inside. And I wasn't aware of that loneliness. I just started buying gifts for people. I literally bought off my guilt and bought off the fact, I'm not rich, I'm not different from you, don't worry, I don't have that much money, and oh, and by the way, I'll just give it to you, okay? So then you won't have to deal with this stupid rich person that I was becoming, just, you know, I'll give it to you and I'll throw it away. So I was literally buying off my guilt, and I tried to buy my friends. I was not aware of that fact. But I was throwing big parties in the hope that they will like me. And I didn't know all that. I just knew that money got me into terrible trouble because all of a sudden I was throwing it away. I was buying stuff that I was neglecting. I wasn't taking care of my stuff anymore. I was feeling all these awful feelings around people and I didn't want to feel these feelings. So that got me into sporting too much, being so busy that I almost ran burnout because I didn't want to feel all these feelings that it triggered. Now, the thing is, I really broke down at a certain point because you cannot keep up with these negative beliefs and the money coming in. So that gap gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and all of a sudden it has to collapse. So it didn't solve my problems. It made the problem gap so big that it collapsed. And then I found myself really lonely and really broken. And at first I had to learn how to relate in a meaningful way. And once I learned how to relate in a meaningful way without money, without stuff, without doing things for people or in that way, all of a sudden I had to bring myself into a relationship and be really vulnerable. And once I learned to do that, and that was, by the way, not an easy journey, but once I learned that, then money brought value and enabled me to help others. But it wasn't about the money. I could give it within the context of already relating in a meaningful way. The good news is that learning to relate better actually improved my work, improved my business, improved my company. Of course it did, because now all of a sudden I was able to manage the people in a loving way and inspire them to work for me. And I was inspiring my clients and my customers, and all of a sudden all these people found way more value than just the work that I did for them. And that helped me to earn a lot more and to start serving people and serving them in a way that they appreciate and I appreciate, rather than just making money. But I could only do that once I worked on that belief that once I have money, people will actually be served by me. And that was not my initial belief. That's my belief now. But I really had to work on that. And once you change a belief like that, then money can do a lot. Then it can help a lot. But it doesn't solve your problems. It didn't solve my loneliness. It didn't solve my way of relating. And I did think that. But working and looking into the areas where these problems occur does actually enable you to earn more and have more and manage it in a better way. So it does do a lot for your problems, but in a really different way than you think. Now, next week, we will, of course, be talking about the third money mistake, and that is dealing with money through emotions versus through a system, to really set up a game plan around money. And people often don't do that. We tend to deal with money through our emotions rather than through a system. And we'll be talking about that a lot next week. So please stay tuned. And I hope you have an awesome week. Bye.